VMO service, the VMO on the base.
Hey.
Lidrish Ludai Nishari. It's a machlekes rishayna. What does Lidrish Ludai Nishari mean? It seems from Rashi, Lidrish Ludai Nishari means just tell them that they don't have to be Moser Nefesh. That's it. If they get into that situation, tell them that it's mutter. But according to Tosis, what we're saying is that we should have switched back the takana to Wednesday. Let them get married on Wednesday. Let them be boiled to the Hegman. And then, and that's it, you know, and the takana will be in place. So we should return it to its original status. According to Rashi, we're talking going to leave it on Tuesday. Notice, according to Rashi, we're allowing people to try to avoid the Hegman. Mashenkin, according to Tosis, what we're suggesting is don't avoid the Hegman and get married on Wednesday. What's the problem? So you'll be by the Hegman, so what? You won't be a Basula, so what? We asked the question, what about Tainis Basula? What's the whole point of getting married on Wednesday? We spoke about that yesterday, but that's what Tosis Pshat is. The Achronim asked the following question on Tosis. According to Tosis, it comes out that this woman is going to get married on Wednesday, and knows that she's going to put herself in a situation where she's going to be Nivellus to the Hegmoin, and she's doing it. She is the one that's putting herself in a situation that she's going to be an Oinus. She's not going to be in Sakana anymore. Why? Because we told them it's Mutter, but she's going to be in a Matziv of Oinus. Are you allowed to put yourself into a Matziv of Oinus? Are you allowed to do that? That's what she's doing. She's walking into this wedding Wednesday night knowing that she's going to be Nivellus to the Hegmoin. So that's a no-no, says the Achronim. There's a Rambam that says, what happens if a man knows that an Akum is going to force him to do Avodah Zarah? He knows that if he puts himself in that situation, he's Chayiv. So what do you see? You're not allowed to put yourself into a matzav of oinus. Frekta Achroinim said, how can she over here put herself into a matzav of oinus? She's getting married on Wednesday. So how could you do that? That's the Achroinim's kasha. So everybody said, let's just try to break down the kasha for a second. If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, so then what's the grois avera she's doing over here? She's nevelos to the Hegman. What's the avera? What? It's like a behemoth. It doesn't mean she's chaimin. We said it's not Gili Arayis. Maybe it's only a Durabanon. Yeah, well, the Isser is definitely not. What? That's not an Aveira to be Moab Amal.
How could she get married to
what? She's doing a Ba'inus anyway. No, she's going to be Mutter. Lidrush Dainus Shari. She's doing a Ba'inus. So therefore, she's not going to be Limo Moab Amal.
It's still a meal in there.
No, it's not. She's doing a Ba'inus. That's what the Gemara says. Lidrush Dainus Shari. It's Mutter. Ainus Shari. It's Mutter.
She's not the one, by the way.
If you go according to Rabbeinu Tam, that says that it's only that it's that's bias behema, so it's not Gilei Arayis. So then, okay, maybe we could wiggle our way out. Say it's only awesome in Durabanan, and an Isra Durabanan. You could be machnis yourself into a suffake. That could be, maybe. But if you go like the Shitas HaRivam, the Rivam says that this is Gilei Arayis 100%. You're not chayiv lav to be Yorg Val Yavar because it's Karka Oilam. But this is full Gilei Arayis over here. So in the Chayra, how is she putting in herself in a matzav where she's going to force herself to do an Aveira?
She's not putting herself in the matzav. The Chomer of this matzav. She's just getting married. It happens to be this
so don't get married.
Don't
get married.
Get married in the forts.
Don't get married. No one says she has to get married. So don't get married. So comes along the Shleima Eger, and Shleima Eger says, Mishumiguna, she has to get married. Well, she shouldn't get married. So then she has to get married. So Mishumiguna, we allowed her to get married, and she'll be in the valise to the Hegemon.
Right now, when she's getting married, she's going to get married. Right now, she's getting married, nothing problem. Now, afterwards, you have to be aware there's going to be a problem.
What do you mean?
Nothing happened.
Tell her not to get married. We won't get married until the Gzera is over. Just don't get married. Says Mishlam Eger, how could you tell her not to get married? Mishlamiguna, so we allow her to get married, even though she's intentionally putting herself into a suffix. Ask from Shmuel Rozovsky, what does that mean? If she puts herself into an oinus intentionally, she is over an iser de oiraisa. So, what do you mean, Mishum Iguna Ikilu? Mishum Iguna is if you have a Durabanan. So, Mishum Iguna will let it pass. But this is an Isser Shmorozovsky. This is an Isser D'Araisa over here. If you're telling me you're not allowed to put yourself in a Matzav Avinus, so if you did put yourself in a Matzav Avinus, you're Chayiv. So, what did she just do? She just put herself in a situation of Gilei Arayis. She is over an Isser D'Araisa. What in the world's going on over here? It's not considered bainus. Again, if a person intentionally puts themselves into an einus, so we said from the Rambam, you put yourself into an einus, you're chayef. Seems like you're over Issa D'Oraisa. So if that's the case, how over here can she put herself of the Averis? If it's Rabbeinu Tam, it's only Issa D'Rabbanan. No, it's only Issa D'Rabbanan. Because anyway, if you hold Bilas Nachri is only D'Rabbanan, it's for sure not Gili Arise according to Rabbeinu Tam. So it's grade B, Issa, maybe we could play with it. But according to Rivan, this is Issa D'Oraisa. Elamai, but she's being over Bainus. But we said it's not called Bainus because she doesn't have to get married. She's getting married. She's putting herself into a situation where she's going to be over an Issa. So says Rav Shlomo Eger and Achanami, but Mishum Iguna will allow it to happen. Says Rav Shmuel, how could you do that? This is a D'Oraisa. What in the world's going on? Comes along Rav Shimon Shkop. Rav Shimon Shkop, the Rosh Yeshiva of Grodno, Mechaber Sefer Shara Yosher. Tomorrow's his Yahrzeit. Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Levracha. Says Rav Shimon Shkop the following thing. He says maybe there's a difference between being Iver Ba'ines or being Iver Mishum Pikuach Nefesh. Says Rav Shimon, we want to make a chilek. The case that we're talking about, the Rambam, is where a person was put into a situation where he's going to be an Ines. If you manipulate and you put yourself in a matzav of Ines, you're chayiv. But the case that we're talking about over here is where you're going to put yourself in a situation where if you don't do that, they're going to kill you. So there it's a matzav of sakana. A matzav of sakana. So it's pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh. So then it's mutter. But if it's a matzav of just oinus, then it's going to be aser. What's the pshat? The pshat's l'chayra as follows. In order for an oinus to be potter, it has to be oinus. What does oinus mean? Against your will. You intentionally put yourself in that situation. That's not called oinus. You could have avoided it. Oinus means there's nothing I could do to avoid it. I was an oinus. English word, if I was an oinus, I was against my will. I was forced. I had nothing to do. What do you mean? You shouldn't have just. You should have avoided the situation. You knew you could have avoided it. You're not called an oinus. Masha Einkein, a person right now is a matzav pikuach nefesh. No, he shouldn't have gotten into that matzav. Maybe she shouldn't have gotten married. Okay, now she's married. She's standing here. She's married. The hegemon's standing there. The hegemon says, okay, the law of the land is you have to be bothered the hegemon. What do we tell her? What would the Rav tell her right now? Okay, you shouldn't have gotten here, but you're here. Right now, what should she do? Should she fight the hegemon and let herself be killed?
No.
That's what we're assuming over here.
It's
Bikuach Nefesh. So right now she's standing here. Maybe she shouldn't have gotten here. What would her Rav tell her? She calls up the Rav and says, Rav, I'm in a matziv. I know I shouldn't have done this. It was a mistake. I shouldn't have gotten married. I shouldn't blah, 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 whatever it is. Here I am, right now. There's a sakana. If I fight him off, he's going to kill me. What should I do? What's the Rav tell her? The Rav tells her, deboil the hegemon. So she's right now in this matzav, she's doing what she's supposed to be. She has a mitzvah to do it even. There's no din yarek v'yavar for whatever reason.
She can be mekayesh her husband, who she's not married to yet.
It's too late. The husband's right here.
We're saying they could make a get and save herself.
Well, so that's what I was wondering. Can you tell the hegemon, okay, I'm not going to get married? I don't think he's like, I think it's too late, lady. You know what I mean? It's too late. I don't think that she anymore can get out of the situation. She's stuck. There's no way out of the situation. What?
Take her from the chuppah.
He takes her out of the chuppah. Yeah, she can say, okay, I'm not getting married. It's not going to work.
He's doing it for his own. No.
She did the chuppah already, you're saying. Right. She did the chuppah already, so then it's too late. So then, yeah. Good. Akitzer, there's nothing to do.
If the way of Ketia is constant postures.
So once.
If you do that.
What?
The way of Ketia is constant postures.
Right.
Do you have to get married for them? But it's not anus. You won't be over to write stuff.
Right.
If there's something there, it's constant postures.
You're allowed to put yourself. No, because you're not gonna end up killing yourself because you just be tibal. Can I put myself in a situation where I'm gonna be forced to do something because of pikuach nefesh? That was saying it's okay. If you're gonna die, then it's not okay to put yourself in a situation. It's dangerous. I don't have to die. I'm gonna manipulate the situation. I'll be with the hegemon. Now that I'm with the hegemon, I have no choice because this is gonna kill me. So I'll be tibal. So it's not a problem getting married. Get married. I am putting myself in a matzav of pikuach nefesh. No worries. The the heter pikuach nefesh, I would say it as follows. Rabbi said, "Oinus rachmana patre" just means that it's you're not held responsible. You're not held responsible, but if you caused it, you are held responsible. Pikuach nefesh is the pshat. You didn't do an avera. The Torah is not telling you. You are allowed to do it. Put the pikuach that has wiped away the avera. It's not the pshat. You're not responsible. Pshat, you didn't do an avera with this pikuach nefesh. So can I put it in a situation where pikuach nefesh, now there's no avera. I made it. There's no avera. It should be pikuach nefesh. Onis rachman apache doesn't make there's no avera. Onis rachman apache just makes that I'm not held responsible. But if I manipulated it, I am held responsible. Says Rav Shimon Shkop, that's the chiluk between onis and sakona. The Mela in our case, we're over here. If she isn't boiled, the Hegman, what's he going to do? He's going to kill her. So therefore, it's a matzah of pikuach nefesh. She has no choice. So she's allowed to do it. That's what Reb Shimon Shkop says.
He's saying
Yiguna is not like Reb Chaim. Not Yiguna.
Why is she allowed to put herself in that matzah? She's putting herself in that situation where it's going to come to
such. You're allowed to do that.
Put yourself in a situation where it comes
to. Again, I want to explain to you what we mean. We don't mean that we're going to put yourself in a situation where you're going to die. We mean to put yourself in a situation where you know you're going to have to do an avera to avoid dying. There's no danger here. You're not going to die. I'll give you another example.
Still,
the example is as follows. I'll give you an example. The example is as follows. Is a person allowed to do a bris milah on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Now, the best way to do a bris milah on Shabbos is to prepare before Shabbos hot water. Because you need hot water to sterilize the baby, right? It's dangerous. If there's blood and a wound in such a young child, you have to sterilize the baby. You need hot water. But what happens if you have no hot water? So you're allowed to do the bris milah on Shabbos. Now that you did the bris milah, the child is in a matzav of skanas nefashis, and you'll heat up the water. Now, let me explain. It's not going to be that the child's life is in danger, because you can just heat up the water, right? But the point is that you're going to put yourself in a situation where you'll be mechuyev to be mechalal Shabbos in order to save the baby's life. The baby is not in any more danger on Shabbos than he is any other day of the week, as long as you can heat up the water. But I can't heat up the water because it's Shabbos. So I'm putting myself in a situation where I'm going to force myself to be mechalal Shabbos to avoid pikuach nefesh. Are you allowed to do that?
Rashba says it's tasser.
Are you allowed to do that? That's a machlokes rishayim. It might have to do with hutra and dhulhuya. That could be. Could be. Well, it's machlokes
rishayim.
So, what'd you say?
You're saying like this,
we're saying
pikuach nefesh makes it not a problem.
If pikuach nefesh makes it not a problem, it should be mutter. That should be mutter. So, the Avnei Nezer brings us a machlokes over here. This, the Rashba, the Ra'ah, the other rishayim, they say it's aser. The Rashba and the Baal HaMoreh, they say it's aser.
That's how far the takana goes, that we need to keep this takana so much that we're going to.
Because it's not an avera. Because it's pikuach nefesh, so it's not an avera. So we let it go. Yeah. We're going to allow that happen. Okay, so that might depend. It might depend on that. Okay, we'll leave that for now. For the moment. I'll allow you to research that.
For Monday.
Okay, Rabbi Isai. So this is that's what Reb Shimon Shkop says. The problem is that the Baal HaMoreh and the Rashba both say in that case of Mila, it's Taka Aser. Again, the case is, are you allowed to do a Mila on Shabbos, put the baby in a matziv where there's Pikuach Nefesh, where you have to cook the water on Shabbos? The Rashba says it's Aser. The other case, we have a similar type of situation, is the Gemara in Shabbos, and if you test some at Aleph, it says if a person is not allowed to go out on a ship, if he's leaving within 3 days of Shabbos, because he's going to end up on Shabbos on the boat. And therefore, what says the Baal HaMoreh? We're afraid that there's going to be choppy waters, and he's going to have to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save the boat. But again, you're putting yourself in a situation of pikuach nefesh. Why is it aser?
That's not for sure. Yeah.
You're not allowed to put yourself in a situation. I guess there's enough of a chashash over there. I hear.
It says it's a problem.
Yeah. It's still aser. So maybe that iser maybe is only aser midrabanan. Maybe that's not only aser midrabanan. Why is that only aser midrabanan? Maybe because we hold that put yourself in pikuach nefesh is mutter. Maybe like what Tuli's saying over there. Anyway, you're not really putting yourself in a situation of pikuach nefesh. It's only a suffik. So maybe putting yourself in a suffik pikuach nefesh is going to be asur midrabanan. Because only a suffik pikuach nefesh.
Before it's over here, also you're asking a rabbi. He's going to tell you not to go.
What?
Over here also.
So over here also, in the case of putting yourself in a matzav of the hegmoin, is also suffik pikuach nefesh. Do you know for sure the hegmoin is going to come?
Yeah.
We know for sure hegmoin comes to every single chasana, every single chuppah. For sure not. He doesn't make it to everyone. Suffik pikuach nefesh, it's going to be aser midra banan. Now we can understand Reb Shlomo Eger. What did Reb Shlomo Eger say? Mishumi guna hikilu. Frek Reb Shmua. What do you mean Mishumi guna hikilu? It's asa midiraisa. It's not asa midiraisa. This is a suffik pikuach nefesh. The Gemara says over there is only asa midrabanan. Mishumi guna hikilu midrabanan. So that'll work. But Rabbeisai, what we have to figure out is what about the case of Mila? What's the difference between our case? The case of Mila is the case of pikuach nefesh. Comes along the Avnei Nezer and he says in different texts. I always say it's a very tifa teretz. I myself still have some questions about it. But he says the following thing. He says that there's a difference between the case of the Mila and the case of the Hegmoin. In the case of the Hegmoin, you're right, she's putting herself in a situation of sakana. But she doesn't want to be over the Aveiro under any circumstances. She doesn't want the Hegmoin to be boil her. She doesn't want that. It's she's goyremes ve'eino miskavenes. It's not, she's not trying to put herself in a situation where she's going to have to be over because she wants to be over. By the case of Mila, you want to be able to heat up the water afterwards. Why do you want to heat the water? Because you have to be able to sterilize the baby. So put yourself in a situation where it's Shabbos and there's pikuach nefesh, so then in order you could be able to heat up the water. Mashenkin over here, this case of the Hegmoin, she doesn't want to be with the Hegmoin. So true, she is putting herself in that situation. She's goyrem the situation. She's goyremes lakach, eino miskavenes lakach.
Isn't it a possibility you have to do bris mila on the eighth day, so she has to do it on Shabbos? Isn't it also different here? She has no.
Yeah, but you can only do it on Shabbos. There's all of the.
Possibility she has to get married.
All of the. Not the Lashon of the Mishnah, but all the things that you could be making before Shabbos, you're supposed to make him before Shabbos.
But it still says you have to do it. So if you messed up, you still have to.
No. You can't. What? So you push it off. You'll do it the next day. Yeah. If you don't have a knife, what do? You do the bris the next day. So you don't have hot water, you do the bris the next day. Right. Since it's something that you don't want to do, so therefore you're allowed to put yourself in a situation where you are causing the onus as long as you don't intend for the onus. You know the onus is going to happen, but it's not something that you're intending.
Okay, what about
if you know what's going to happen, you're basically
what about bruises?
No, it's a psik resha. It's a psik resha is okay.
Psik resha is fine.
For this, because the maizel when it happens, you were an oinus when you did it. Regular psik resha, you're not an oinus. You're doing it yourself. Right over here, when you're doing the maizel, thank you, you're an oinus. When you're doing the mice, you're an oinus. Elamai, you're causing the oinus. As long as you're not mechaven for the oinus. So therefore, it's going to be mutter. So says the Avnei Nezer Akasha, and with this he blibes Sarachian. He says, what about a case of someone who's Baba Machteris? Someone comes into your house. Now, you have two choices. One choice is run away. If you run away, so then he gets the stuff and you leave. The other choice is to confront him. Now, if you confront him, you're putting yourself in a matzif of sakana. What are you going to have to do if you confront him?
Kill him.
Are you allowed to kill him?
Yes.
Well, you're in a matzif of pikuach nefesh, so you have no choice but to kill him. But why'd you put yourself in the matzif of pikuach nefesh?
For mama.
Why don't you just run away? For mama, you're allowed to put yourself in a matzif of pikuach nefesh for mama? So you facilitated, you put yourself in a matzif of pikuach nefesh. Azoi frek the Avnei Nezer. That's the Avnei Nezer's kasha. So I would say, well, I don't want that. I don't want him to die. So you do want him to die.
You
Why? Because you don't want him to kill you. So that's called you are niskaving to put yourself in a situation where you could kill him.
But you didn't put yourself in that situation to begin with.
What do you mean? You could just leave.
Yeah, but let's say he sees you
leaving.
What? Let's say he sees you leaving.
But you could just leave.
But the natural thing is the person is living outside of the
life. No one else.
He's what?
For sure not a sicker.
Hold on a second. What'd you say, Richard?
No, that's why a person's mind not so open. It's not something that is doing willingly.
Leave.
A person doesn't just leave.
But let's say a person can leave. Does he mechuyev to leave? Let's say he's not. Is a person allowed to be tough guy and go there and stand there with the? He can leave if he wants. Is the he's? You're saying is he mechuyev to leave?
100%.
So that's a but that doesn't. That's a chiddush. You're saying he's mechuyev to leave. The Gemara says most people won't. But is he? But you're saying Batsim is mechuyev. Abnezer assumes he's not mechuyev. So says Tuli, perhaps he's saying the following thing. Listen, Tuli's saying that I'm not putting myself in a matzav of sakana. I'm already in the matzav of sakana. If I'm in the matzav of sakana, then your question is take yourself out of the sakana. But once you're in the sakana, then you already have the head to do it. You can't put yourself in sakana.
Like going down.
Oh, so that's the Shiloh. Maybe
it's from the second he comes into the house.
The one who's making
the house.
He's not coming to kill. That's why he's
but he's coming.
Yeah, but he'll kill you in the bus.
If you're there.
But
the Shiloh is if it's already there, so it's already called that there's a matzav of sakana. Could be it's not an imminent sakana, but it's a matzav of sakana there. I have to leave to get out of the sakana. You're telling me get away from the sakana. I don't have to get away from it.
Does that mean if he doesn't see you, you're not allowed to kill him?
What?
Does that mean that if he doesn't see you, you're not allowed to kill him? Sakana doesn't start until you kill him.
No. Yeah, so you're saying it's a matzav of sakana. It's called a matzav of sakana.
It starts when he comes to the house.
Rabbi said, this is the Shiloh. We have a Shiloh. Following Shiloh was asked to the Gdolei Yerushalayim. What happens if an electric wire downs? It's a hot electric wire, which means that it's dangerous. So you're standing there next to the electric wire. Technically, you could just stand there the rest of Shabbos and tell everyone that the electric wire is hot. You could stand there and just spend your whole Shabbos with your electric wire. Or you could go home and call the electric company and tell them there's a hot wire there and
it's bad.
Are you mechuyev to stand there the rest of Shabbos and not be mechal Shabbos? Yes or no?
It's
sakonis nefashis. But on the other hand, but if I stand here, so then there's no chil Shabbos. So why do I have the right to put to make a matziv of pikuah?
Why?
Still
there.
Okay. Naniach, it doesn't jump around. It doesn't jump around. It's staying there. No, it's, I don't know. Hot wire.
You're standing in the radius of the door. The door to the room.
Doesn't happen. Enough. It doesn't happen, okay? This is the Shiloh.
It's either calling the police or the electric company or standing there on Shabbos.
If you stand there on Shabbos, why do you have to call the electric company?
I can't just put it around it. The same thing or have cord in the speakers and
outside. Okay, if you can't do that, this was the Shiloh. He doesn't have anything to put there. He can't do that. He has two choices. Either call the electric company or stay there. This was a machloikis here in Yerushalayim. One of the Gdolei HaPoskim Paskins that you have to stand there the rest of Shabbos, you're not allowed to move. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Paskin, you could call the electric company. He says you're in a matzav sakana. Once you're in a matzav sakana, you can do whatever you want. So over here, I'm in a matzav sakana. The Roitzeach came already. This was Akiva Tapper's mother. The Roitzeach is here. The Ganav is here. He's Baba Machteris. He's here already. So you're telling me I have to run away in order to get out of the sakana? I don't have to do that. I'm in a matzav sakana. I could kill him. Same thing over here. I'm in a matzav sakana. I have to stand here the rest of my life in order to avoid chil Shabbos. No, it's a matzav sakana. You could call the electric company. Call the electric company. It's sakana. I have another way of dealing with the sakana. If I'm going to create a sakana that you're not allowed to do, but the sakana is already here. The shaila is: I should try to avoid the sakana by running out of the house. I should try to avoid the sakana by standing here the rest of Shabbos. Make sure no one does it. I don't have to avoid sakanas. A matzav sakana is mutter. That might depend on Hutra and Hutcha. It might depend on all these things. Let's stop and listen. I'll call upon him, Rabbi Isai. What I'd suggest, if a person has a situation of Baba Machteris and doesn't know what to do, he should call his local rabbi and he'll tell him what to do.
Wow. Am I special?
Okay, Rabbi said. The Maisa is another. I want to tell you one other heter. If I could, with this, we'll end this topic, which is as follows. Reb Shach and Avi Ezri says a very big kiddush. We think the reason why you're allowed to kill someone is because of the fact that he's a rotzech. Says Reb Shach, no, you're allowed to kill him. He didn't ganav. It's a different din. The din b'machteres is born hilchas gneiva. It's very complicated. He says midin ganav, you're allowed to kill him because there is certain situations of so be'etzem you're not over ritzicha. We think that you're killing him because of sakonas nefasha. So the heter to kill him is because sakonas nefasha. Says Reb Shach be'etzem he's chayv misa midin gneiva. It's a new chiyav misa midin gneiva. So therefore he's chayv misa midin gneiva. So you're allowed to kill him.
It's not a sakana.
You're not killing him because of the fact that I'm in a matzav pikuach nefesh. Therefore, I have to kill him. I'm killing him because he's chayv misa.
My real Rambam was saying that it's since aimly damim, it's not as shechus damar.
Okay, that's chayav misa. He has a chayav misa. He didn't gneiva. Okay, that we'll have to see. Ba machteres, not for now. Rabbi said it's a special chiddush. Ba machteres is chayav misa. He didn't gneiva. That's what Reb Shach says. We'll leave it for now. I just want to throw that out. With what? He's saying a special din. When I get a ba machteres, the ba machteres, the machayev over here is the fact that he did the maisa gneiva. So, if he's ba machteres on Shabbos, he means. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why I put in Shabbos. Good, very good. Okay, everybody, so let's finish the Gemara. It says the Gemara, "Ubesheni lo yichnois." You can't do it on Sheni on Monday. V'machmas oines mutter. So what's going on? This is the Brisa. The Brisa said, "Listen, says that misakon ve'elach naguam lichnois b'shlishi v'lo michu biyadam." If we could get back to last zman, what do the words "b'sheni lo yechnois" mean? According to Rashi, it means that when you have a sakana, you can get married on Tuesday. You can't get married on Monday. That's the way Rashi learned. Toises, the top Toises learned a whole different pshat. They didn't like that pshat. B'sheni lo yechnois is just talking about randomly in general. You can't get married on Monday. And sheni is lav davka according to Toises. Toises says it's sheni who adin shlishi. It's always you can't get married. It's just talking in general. So this statement, Sheni lo yichnos, according to Tosfos, has nothing to do with the previous discussion. It's a new thing, Sheni lo yichnos. Masha'enken, according to Rashi, the words Sheni lo yichnos is going back. You just said, min ha'sakana ve'elach, nogu ha'lechnos b'shlish l'michu b'yorim chachomim, u'b'sheni lo yichnos. Now the Gemara says, "Imachmas oines mutter." Says the Gemara, "My oines." If it means this that we just said before, what does that mean that we just said before? That oines is the same thing that we spoke about before, which is boil a hegmon. So it's the same thing. Hasam karle sakana, hacha karle oines. Says the Gemara, I don't understand why you're using different words. And also, v'su hasam nagu hacha mutter. So Gemara's issues with the text. Everybody say the whole Havamina though really makes absolutely no sense at all according to Rashi. It makes no sense at all according to Rashi. The Elam asked me this morning, Rav Motche, and this Helige Chavrusa. Yeah? It makes no sense. Hold on a second. What is the Gemara saying? It says, you should get married on Wednesday. What does that mean? Even though you have sakana, don't get married on Monday.
Don't just take away shatim.
And then the Gemara says, what does oines mean?
Less.
Same thing, but you just told me don't do it. Now you're saying yes, do it. It's like, says, listen, question? You can marry on Wednesday. What'd you say?
Is that what Tosfos we had last month was? Shnayichnes?
That's what Tosfos asked his Kashan Rashi, right? In other words, it doesn't make any sense. What's the Gemara saying over here? It says the Gemara, listen, don't get married on Tuesday. You're allowed to get married on Tuesday. But
that's what to explain, that oinus is something else. Because it doesn't make sense.
No, but that's not the Gemara's kashas. Says Tosfos, the Gemara should have asked better. Havalei lemifrach tvei reisha l'seifa. Because it says lo yichnas, that's in yes yichnas. So the Gemara according to Rashi is very, very, it just doesn't make any sense to happen. Yeah. So what are the, but one of the Gemara's two questions. First, the Gemara says, over there you're calling it Sakana, over here you're calling it Aynas. Vesu, Hasam Nagu, Vacha Mutter. What's the difference Nagu and Mutter? Says Rashi, Hasam Nagu, Mashma Rubam Nagu. Hacha Mutter, Logar Sinan Lechatchila. Vachi Kametama, Hacha Mutter, Ktani, Demashma, Im Yimlech, Ishachidib, based in Yatiruloi. Avo Nagu, Loktani. Rashi says the difference is that Nagu is Mashma, it's like a public thing. And Mutter is Mashma, it's a private thing. Im Yimloich Yechidi Bebezden Yatiruloi. So I don't know if Rashi means to say like Ki'ilu Bezden's not willing to give out a heter for everyone, and it's on an individual basis. Maybe that's what Rashi means. Maybe Rashi means something else. He just means to say it wasn't a public heter. It's true, the heter is true, is going to exist for everyone, but Bezden didn't publicize the heter. It just wasn't a public heter, but it's the same heter. It's not saying one's more mutter than the other. Rashi doesn't say that we're only going to allow certain people to do it. Anyone who asks best, then yatiruloi.
Why does it say?
So why would it be that? So the Gemara's answer is it's talking about that it's a special situation of sartzava balayir. In other words, how often does a sartzava balayir? How often does this really happen? Very rarely. So if it happens to you, you ask Bezdin, and Bezdin tells you it's mutter. Bezdin's not going to only allow certain people to do it. Everyone's going to be mutter in the case of Sartsava. But it's only something that happens rarely, so Bezdin doesn't have to publicize it. In the case of Sakana, where the Tibar Hegman Tchila, it's happening every single week. The Hegman is there the entire time, so therefore we have to publicize it. Lidroi Shluhu Dainashari, we're going to tell everyone about it. So therefore we're saying Nagua'am, it's public information. The case of Sartzava Balayir doesn't happen very often. So therefore, it was more of a private type of heter. Tosfos says differently. What does Tosfos say? We're going to have, hold on, we got to keep going. Thank you. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, Visuhasam, Bishlishi Noagu, Varmino Perik Pasu, the tiniest man to Amar Noagu, Aruyolo Marinon. When it says Nagu, it just means that we're not telling you to do it. They just kind of like, they did it anyway. In other words, by over there, Nagu, it's Bezdin's not like pushing any person to do it. It's like Bezdin's not so good with it. But over here, it's Mutter Lechatchila. Pirish Lakuntris, the Pirish, Nagu, Ruba Da'am, V'hacha Mutter Yechidi, V'logasir, Nagu, Eno Miyushev. Toisus doesn't like Rashi's pshat. According to Toisus, apparently there's a bigger heter by the case of Asparva. There's a bigger heter in the case of the Sartzava Balayir than there is in the case of the Hegmon. It's a penalty because according to Rashi, we're not saying one heter is more bigger than the other. We're just saying one is more public than the other. That's true. The case of Hegmon happens all the time. The case of Sartzava happens very rarely. According to Toisus, though, what we're saying is the heter of Sartzava Balayir is a more bona fide heter. It's more legitimate heter. It's a lechatchila dika heter, not a bidyevedit heter.
The only problem with that was shakti. Was the food was the only problem there. You could be talking about shakti.
Yeah, it's a pella according to Tosfos. Why is that considered to be a better head?
Really?
Stefan Vissen. Yeah.
It sounds like by Rashi, he's saying that Nahagu is more, I guess, less bidyevin, because he says, why does he say by Ruben Alma? He doesn't say it's not Lechachila, but he specifies by Mutter that it's not Lechachila.
He's not goyris the word Lechachila, but he's, by the case of Nagu, it's Ruba Nagu, it sounds like it's like public. A lot of people are doing it. Mashenkin, by mutter, it just means one person's doing it. I think he's just differentiating between whether or not it's a public thing or a private thing.
I was looking at him, there was a word lechatchila there.
Yeah, and he's not goyris the word lechatchila. Yeah. Some people, they have a kash on Rashi, they understand Rashi means to say that the case of mutter is like less mutter. But maybe Rashi doesn't mean that. Akoponim, so what does the Gemara answer? Says the Gemara, Amarava da Amri Sartzava Balayir. Rava says that we say Sartzava Balayir. What does it mean that he comes to the city? Says Rashi, V'yichtafu tzarche suda me'asher. Yimto, he's just going to take any food that he has. The people that are there in the army need their food. If you're going to come and leave, so then why don't you just hold it off, says Rashi. Why don't you just wait for next Shabbos? Sachakol a week, you could wait a week. He comes and he's staying. So why don't you just get married on Tuesday? Says Rashi, says the Gemara, Asparva didei begimel kasi, because his shamish, his entourage comes the day beforehand, so therefore he's anyway stuck the day before also. Says Rashi, "B'shlishi yichnas lama nati lahaktim kol kach shelo yatrich besuda el yamechad." Why are we allowing him to get married that on Monday? You only have one day of shaktu. Umeakra takana deshaktu. You're going to be oikra takana shaktu 2 days. Why don't we make him get married on Tuesday? At least he'll have Sunday and Monday. It says the Gemara, "Sparva didei chayil mesharsav amechinim lo tzarche suda." They come the day before. B'lashan alaz here naish. Yeah. That's Rashi. Tosfos argues on Rashi. Tosfos says, what does it mean? The Asi v'chalif, says Tosfos. Pirush ha-kontris chalif la'achar dalit, that he leaves after Wednesday. And what does it mean, la'akiv? La'akiv ad yom dalit shel Shabbos haba. Wait till the next Wednesday. V'kosh shel aridim kein. May mishani lo'y tzricha da Asi v'kava. What is the more answers? He's staying. Akati la'akiv. Chodesh o'chodoshim ad sheyelech. You're telling me you're willing to wait till next Wednesday. So what happens if he's staying 2 weeks? Wait till Wednesday after that. Or maybe 3 weeks. Wait till Wednesday after that. Why don't you wait? Chodesh, chodchaim. You have to wait. Wait it out. Sartzov is not staying here forever.
The food's not going to spoil.
You're going to lose the suda.
You're going to have to...
He wasn't prepared yet.
I don't know.
You kill the cow.
So it's coming for you.
So there's two answers in the Achronim to answer for Rashi this kasha. One answer is Rashi held it's a svara, 1 week you could push off a wedding. 1 week is already called, that's already called acceptable. More than 1 week, I don't know what exactly, you see a shear of a week. A week is like, that's a normal amount of time to wait. It's considered to be, that's normal. But more than a week, we're not willing to do. Another pshat in the Achronim and the Shita brings is that maybe where he's coming an indefinite amount of time, you don't know how long it is, that you don't make a person wait indefinitely. Maybe it'll be a week, maybe it'll be 2 weeks, maybe it'll be 2 months, maybe it'll be 3 months. And if he's, we know he's leaving in a day or two, so at least it has, you know that there's an end to the wait. You know that it's going to end. You know he's going to leave. He's leaving tomorrow. So we'll just wait till next week. So then you know already where like your destination is. You know where the end is, the finish line. But over here, it's us of the cover means he's coming and he's setting up shop. We have no clue when he's leaving. Then we might as well just get married already. But Tosfos doesn't like that. Therefore, Tosfos says, Alkei Nira Lari, She'im Yis'akev Kol Yoim Dalit. If you're going to wait the entire Wednesday, Ein Lo La'akev Ad Yoim Dalit Acher. You don't wait at all. You don't push it off. The wedding is today, you get married today. El Yichnois Begimel, so you get married the day before. Where the Gemara means to say if he's going to leave before Wednesday is over, wait until he leaves and then get married afterwards. So Tosfos says the Gemara's question was, why don't you, if he's here on Wednesday, just wait until he leaves and then get married after he leaves on that day? We're not pushing it off after Wednesday. We said the date is Wednesday. Either you can get married before Wednesday on Tuesday or Wednesday, says the Gemara. If he's staying the entire Wednesday, I understand we have to get married Tuesday. But if he's going to leave, so wait off on the wedding until he leaves. Hold on a second. When are you going to prepare the food?
3 days before.
You prepare the food 3 days before. So if he's there and you're going to wait until he leaves, until we have the wedding, all the food is available.
You have to hide it.
So Tosfos means to say, hide the food. He's not going to people's freezers. Elamai, he goes to the wedding hall and he sees that there's already the wedding. So the pshat is, you have to make sure that you don't be mafarsim that there's a simcha going on. If you're mafarsim the simcha, then he'll be able to find the food. If not, even if you prepare all the food, he's not going to find it. Says the Gemara, "Ubishlishi miha lichnois." Says Rashi, "Why don't you get married on Thursday?" So says Tosfos, "Lo boy lemeima daasi sartzava begimol dimkeim yikonis bedalit." So he says, "I don't understand." Says you get married on Monday. In fact, the Gemara, why don't you get married on Tuesday? Why don't you just say the sartzava is coming on Tuesday? If we can get married on Tuesday. When it says Sartzov is really coming?
Wednesday. Tuesday.
Whatever. Sarkova is coming on Wednesday. And the Sparvati day is coming on Tuesday. Therefore, we have to get married on Monday. Why don't you just say the Sartsava is coming on Tuesday? Says Toysvis, a very simple answer. Because Toysvis holds the Sartsava only comes for how long?
One day.
So if he comes on Tuesday, when can you get married? Wednesday. But therefore, I have to say he's coming on Wednesday. But he's got his other guy coming on Tuesday. So therefore, you're going to have to get married on Monday. But according to Rashi, the Rashi holds the Sartsava is staying for an extended period of time. So why, Frektashita, why can't Rashi say that the Sartsava is coming on Tuesday? Says the Shitein HaChanam, you could have said that if you want, but the reality is, every time a Sartsava comes, who comes before? Is a Sparva, his entourage. So there's no reason to say it. You could have said it if you're like creating some sort of wild chiddush of, oh, the entourage comes the day before. But that's the mitzvahs. The reality is that the Sartsava comes the day before. Therefore, the Gemara is happy just saying the Sartsava. Says the Gemara, Asparva didei begimol asa es toisus ein letzmaya. Shouldn't ask the following. Mishum sudak mina takanta the rabbana beis yamim. If it's just because of the food, you're willing to be oiker 2 days of the takana. Umishum sakana lo akrina nelo yom echa debilas hegman shchiach. Yeah. So why is it mishum sakana? You're only oiker 1 day. Says tois debias hegman shchiach shirogel lavoi vilevo lo akrina beis yamim. If we allow them to be oiker 2 days, it's going to happen all the time. The hegman is always there. So therefore, this is going to be a constant occurrence. If we allow them to be oiker 2 days, they're going to totally forget about the takana. How often does it happen? It's very, very rare. Therefore, if we every once in a while allow them to be oiker 2 days, we can allow them to be oiker 2 days.
Why are we all of a sudden having such trouble being
like
the takana?
Didn't
we say
the takana is
different?
It doesn't mean that we want to be oiker the takana. It's only if the sivus takana is not there. But here, the sivus takana is there. And anyway, Tosis also doesn't know that as the kiva spoke out. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, this is basically, there's two more Tosis that belong before, which the Olam, I'm sure, will be mimic in these Tosis, and we're going to start the next half of the Sugya. The Gemara gives another option of what Einus is. The Chassam Sofer brings a Yushalmi. Yushalmi says another option. What is Einus? Yushalmi says, Bishum Kshafim, which is because of, there's worried about black magic. Yushalmi says, the Goyim do black magic on Wednesday night. So therefore, imishum oynus means black magic. So therefore, you don't get married. You can get married taka on a different night. That's the Chassam Sofer says. And Moshe says it's a different pshat. Kitzur, there's. It's an oynus. It's not sakana. It's oynus. Yeah. I'll have to see that. Okay, everybody. So we'll continue with this and more hopefully tomorrow. What? Nida?
There's a Nida on Wednesday.
Why is that not Oinus?